The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Sinead Moriarty is with us to talk about her new book. It is called The Truth About Riley. It is a young adult's book, and it is a very challenging book, I imagine, to have written, because it has to be pitched at young adults, but it deals with a very challenging topic, which is the subject of homelessness. The book tells the tale of 11-year-old Riley, who becomes homeless after she and her mother are evicted from their house. And Sinead Moriarty is with us this morning. Morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
What possessed you to say, I'll try to navigate such a delicate emotional area through the lens that'll be acceptable to teenagers, mm-hmm. or to young adults, even younger than teenagers?
Well, yeah, I mean, the book is targeted from sort of 8 upwards.
Yeah.
So, look, the way I see it is, what are the books that we remember from our childhood? They're the books that really hit home and hit hard. Books for me, for it was like Anne Frank, I Am David, which is also about a refugee. And so my first book, The New Girl, was about a little refugee girl from Syria trying to fit in Ireland. And again, very serious theme, but you write an engaging story around it. You write characters that your readers really care about. And children are well able for hard-hitting subjects. And homelessness is a big issue. Like, we live in a very progressive, successful country, and there are still over 3,000 homeless kids in Ireland. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to write about this. It's a very small personal story about Riley and her mum. They live a very nice life, and her dad dies very suddenly, and they realise that he's in huge debt. And within a very short space of time, they end up living in their car. Now, all my books end with hope. I just want to point that out. They all end up with hope because children need hope. But it's, you know, kids are well able to read about this. And the children who've read advanced copies have come down and had really engaging conversations with their parents about it. And, you know, you root for Riley and you really feel for her. And for me, it's really important. I feel that the world is quite a dark place, to be honest with you, Anton. I think the rise of the right wing, the movement, they're promoting race and hate. And I think it's really important now more than ever that we get to kids early, before they get mobile phones and before they get inundated and bombarded with like fake news and all kinds of awful things, that we get to them early, sort of from 8, 7, 8 up, and really encourage and show them the power of empathy, kindness and compassion and tolerance, because these are key issues for our kids growing up. And if we can get to them early through books, because if you sit down quietly with a book as a child, that is the one way you can actually get to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. And the great thing about The New Girl, my previous book, and The Truth About Riley is, with Gill, we've done up teacher resource guides. So if they use it as a class novel, they got a resource guide, which would open up all these conversations, like really important conversations about tolerance, empathy and compassion.
One of the things that The New Girl did very well was it looked at the small interactions that are not the big obvious parts of being a refugee mm-hmm. in a new community. Likewise, The Truth About Riley does the same thing. You have lovely little motifs in it, lovely little scenes where things like her desire not to look hungry when lunch comes out, and the kindness of classmates in not only sharing food with her, but giving her an excuse to eat the food so she won't be embarrassed by it. How do you find those kind of things? Because they're quite subtle.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, another big issue of this book is shame. Like, Riley stays in the school she's in, and she's ashamed. She's ashamed that she's living in her car. She's ashamed that her uniform isn't washed and that she doesn't have any food. And so it's about shame and trying to hide what's actually going on in your real life. And again, this is another thing I want kids to think about, that you don't know what the girl sitting beside you could be going through at home. And so that's why it's so important to always be nice and kind. And so I want to show the little tiny things that happen, so that as a child reading, you can go, gosh, you know, I wonder if that person or that person, or just to realise you don't know what's going on in someone's life. And Riley is hungry. And sometimes when no one's looking, she takes things out of the bin in school and eats them. And that's what you would do if you're hungry. Like, that's what happens. And so, you know, I really wanted to show how overnight somebody's life can change. But as I said, it's engaging and there is hope. And one of the other interesting things about it, and I really wanted to show this, is how difficult it is for them to find a place to live with landlords. They see a queue outside the door and they hoosh up the price. And the two people who are the kindest to Riley and her mum are two immigrants. One of them is the caretaker in school, who's an immigrant from Moldova, Oleg. And the other one is Maya, who's the only person who will give her mum a job because her mum has no qualifications. And Maya is a Polish immigrant.
And Maya takes no prisoners.
Maya takes no prisoners. She had a tough childhood and she came here and she knows what to do. And she helps them. And again, it's showing, you know, how the kindness of strangers can actually really, really change your life.
Have you any wariness in tackling topics that you have not been personally exposed to? I'm thinking about John Boyne's recent comments about the risk of inserting yourself too much into a reality that isn't yours, and how there is a tendency for cancel culture to come after you if you do it.
Yeah. Look, if I only write about what I know, my books will be quite short, probably not that interesting. So as a writer, you have a responsibility to research, to do thorough and responsible research. And I do believe that if you do that, you can write about anything. And I did a lot of research into this book, and it is a small slice of what happens to this particular family when they become homeless. I'm not making great statements on homelessness, but I am showing kids that it can happen, and I'm showing what it's like on a day-to-day basis.
What did you find surprising in the research? Because one of the things that the book is very good at describing is both the process by which you become homelessness and the intractable nature of it. Because once you end up in a situation where you're sleeping in the car, you're exhausted. It's extremely difficult to do things like wash clothes, find food, do all that. And you think, how do you begin the process of navigating your way back up out of that?
Mm. Well, you know, again, there's unfortunately there are tons and tons and tons of stories about this from people who are in it, have got through it, from people who work with the homeless. You know, I highlight Peter McVerry Trust at the end of the book because I think they do phenomenal work. There's many, many other people as well who do brilliant work here. You know, Focus Ireland and Simon Community as well. But, you know, if you think about it, it's, as you say, all these things begin to kind of, there's a domino effect of living in your car. And so it is very hard. And that is why it's really important for Alison and Riley to have this kindness from Maya, who gives her mum a job. She's only washing dishes in the restaurant, but it gets her to have a salary and it gets her back on her feet. And it just shows how difficult it is, but how it is possible.
But it also shows how you can take for granted your own network and how important it is for you. Like that interweaving web of family and friends on whom you can call if you ever find yourself stuck. If they begin to fall away, you're very exposed.
You are very exposed. And, you know, in the book, Alison is too embarrassed to reach out to people. And I think, you know, in a way, the book also shows that perhaps she should have. But that's the choice that she makes. And that's what happens in this particular story. But yeah, I mean, it is really important. And also, you know, there's so many issues in the book. But I really, you know, it's really for kids to realize that you just don't know what's going on. And also, you know, one or two people being kind to her changes the course of their actual lives and their future. And that's all it takes sometimes.
You mentioned the early readers, the getting the advanced copies and the kind of reaction. Yeah. What reaction did you get?
Like just the most gorgeous reaction. I'm actually getting a lot of reaction from parents going, you know, this is unbelievable. My kid's a reluctant reader. I'm getting a lot of actually feedback from reluctant readers saying my kid's a really reluctant reader. I gave her the book without much hope and she gobbled it up and then came down and wanted to talk about it. And that's to me is just music to my ears is kids wanting to talk about the themes in the book. And that's why I would love it to be, you know, introduced in schools. And as I said, we have a teacher resource guide to help open up these conversations, really important conversations. And you never know what's going to come out when you have these conversations. I did talks in schools. I did a lot of talks around the country on The New Girl. And a lot of kids came to me and said, you know, I've got a sibling with special needs and I find it really hard. And, you know, or I'm an immigrant and I found this really hard about Ireland. And you're giving kids an opportunity to talk.
And one of the things that the book does very well is it treats the adult aspects of the experience very realistically, but without anything that a child couldn't be exposed to. So there's quite difficult settings with landlords being rude, and all, but there's none of the language or none of the interaction where you say, God, I can't let my kid read that.
Yes.
But nor does it hide the reality of what the mother would be going through.
Oh gosh, no, we have sensitivity readers to make sure that, you know, everything is as it should be. No, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it is hard-hitting, but it's engaging and it's sweet, and I think it gives a lovely little message.
The book is The Truth About Riley, and the author is Sinead Moriarty. Sinead, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.